Sion says that it's wrong. Didn't mention it. The Shas says not mashma that way. The Madane Melech. That's also lavin we saw yesterday under the Shir. Rabbi Yosef is correct. Based on Daf Samachay on the base. The Ravan. Either Possum didn't mention it. No, the Stam Yom Vestam Laila Mari. And the Chinami, the Betkufas Telmes Vetavis, Ishlachshav Shos Zemanios. On the side it says in my edition, should say Shavos. Now the words Zemanios and Shavos mean different things to different people. That's the trick over here. When we were brought up, Shavos means 60 minutes, and Zemanios means a percentage in a day. But some poskim use the exact opposite meaning, which we'll see. So that's why it says it's a typo, but I'm not sure if it's supposed to be really a typo, just a misunderstanding. Sidrei Tara says it's a typo, it's a cotton gimel. Uvamachsa shekel, I'm reading on the side, lo higia klum, havo pirish kamkein shekavona l'shol shavos. Some use the word zmanios to mean shavos. Amish flip. Okay. V'yesh l'faroi, I'm reading from the side here, shashach koro l'shol shavos zmanios, shlo kibukubal, in today's vocabulary, kibishol shavos shahi mido l'kviyas orech zman, kimo shesahu mido l'kviyas kamas peiris, lug l'mashkin v'yamol l'shetach v'chulei, Vizos below Keshel, Yom Olaila. Mashekin, Bishos, Hamishtanos, Levi Orach Hayom. Then Hashem, Midal Kvias Orach Zman, Sherry Osa Orach Zman, Kori Bekayat Shah, Bekorat Shah, Bechetzi, Bishtan of Hayom. Ella Shah, Kazui, Midal Kvias Kamus Hilo Hachama, Kloma Shah, Mishmusa, Hiskad Musa Hama, Bechel Echam Yud Beis, Mimis Vaslula Hayomi. Modern Hebrew. There's all the footnote on the side of the Shulchan Aruch that I have in my edition. I'm not sure if you have in your edition. Every edition is different. I thought I had this is the old one. Okay, so that's what he says. Chai Gavna Matzinu, again, we've seen many places. V'kama duchti b'shas v'poskim. Kigo! The Indian Kriyishma. V'orah chayim reish simen nun ches. What does that mean? So the B'kivega, what? Zel Tamua, everyone has a kivega, that everybody has. The Adrabba, Shamazina Basrayom, the Tomid Anates, Adrivia Ben Kaitz Ben Choref. What are you talking about, Shach? You're saying Zmanias, which means Shavos, Punkt Fakarit. In Nukhas Kirishmanish, Bechavis Beferish, Simon Nunches, Sif Aleph, that the Shear of Kwan Kirish, we all know that. You get all these calendars on the board that say Shear. You know that they have, depends where you're coming from. In certain parts, they have the big, the gross man, and the small print, the Mogan Avraham. I've seen it when Eretz Yisrael, it's the other way around. Big letters, the Mogan Avraham, and then the gross makes it just a small letter. But okay, we are from the basically, we are from, the, if you will, the base manager of the gross, which just also enables us to sleep a little bit later. That's good, okay. It works once in a while. Not that the gross slept late, but we are gronics in that respect. We are the latest among Kriyishma.
That's the
gross life, right? At all, right. That's true. That's true. But anyway, fine. That's a Biki Vegas Kasha. A bombshell Kasha. Okay, let's take a look at the Sidrei Tara. Siv Cotton Base. Sidrei Tara, Siv Kuf, Pei Dalet, Siv Cotton Base. Gives a very nice answer. I like the answer. Whoa. Base? Can't be. Must be Gimel. Gimel. So let's take a look at Dibra Maschil Mashikosov. It's the second half of Sivkotten Gimel in the Sidrei Tara. Kriyishma, Tamua, Adrabim, Kivegas Kasha, Hosim Chashvinan, Shos Manius, Flo Shos Shavos. Ev Shaloma, I think it's the correct answer. The Gabi Kavanosa, the Gabi Kriyishma, Aminon, Ad Shalos Shos. It's a Mishnah Mefresh, everyone knows. Mishnah is Brochus, Ad Shalos Shos. Okay. Hainu, Osen Shos, Tikomar, in the Mishnah Mefresh and Brochus, on Daf Tes, Kishayom, Balala Shavim. Abu Ksha'ain and Shavin, Sarach Loma, Finin Ayom, Imkayesh Loma Nami, Ha de kama ona havi oyom olayla nami kishen shavin. What does that mean? He's saying words in the Mishnah should not be taken literally. Shalosh shalosh doesn't mean 3 hours on the clock. What does it mean? It means three relative hours. It means a quarter of the day. So too, when it says in the Mishnah, oh no, don't take it literally from sunrise to sunset, it means 12 hours. Same as that's not literal, it's also not literal. That's how the Sidrei Tara answers over here. It's in Kot and Gimel. That's what he says. I think it's the best answer possible for the Shach. It's interesting. If you look in the I don't know if you have that. They quote from the Rav Yaakov Emden, had in Perish of the Mishnayos and Brochus. Do we have that? It's called Lechem Shemayim. We have that over here? No, I don't think so. He says no. He says the Shach meant what he said and said what he meant. He holds that Zman Kriyashma depends on Shos Shavas. And if you take a look in the El Tzeda, we'll just have a quick look because him we can find. Quick look. It's not only Hilchos Kriyashma now, but you know, it's hard to pass this up. It's right here. Oops. I think it's a Pnei Yeshua, if I'm not mistaken. On Av Gimel Amud Aleph, should be there. Can't read the whole thing. Watch this. Kriyashma Shel Arvis. Arashmur Rishona. Where's the whole Zmanis come from? The Rambam. Here too. Fine. He says, not so who said it's true? I'm not going to read the whole thing. Chayr af she'eni kedai. She was my great-great-father, so I have to give him a cover. Nearly Sharabim Chazabo. And he says, Kitz and Nimritz, you have 12 hours. Leonidati Baruch Hashemesh, the lesser like Kloh, the Kyle Rambam and Shos Mayas. And the Choldover Vedov the Fiyanyono. The Zimnin Chashvinon. Shows manias. What is a svara? It's a milahefech, right? 24 hours. Ein arakan yoser sof dover. Kevin shekol inyoni kan ein elizman krishma tefila krishma taibus man shchiva vekima tefila zman hakovas korbanos. And so that was it. Kevin the noha for nog alma. The kitzer he wants to say basically that it's shol shavus. Now there is a. This is not quoted by anybody, but let me see. Whenever we learned this last time, if I recall correctly, there was a Tosfos HaRosh, my recollection. Were you Tosfos HaRosh? Brochus. I'm not sure where it is, though. Try Gimel first. I'm not sure where it is. Somewhere in the beginning of Brachos, I recall the Tosfos HaRosh also says that way. I'm not sure what if. Again, I'm not going to take the time. Look if you have a chance. Tosfos HaRosh and Brachos at the beginning. You also, I think, also tell Shavas, which is a Chiddush Nifle Venaira. Okay. Rabosai, we saw that the Taz in Sifkot and Beis, let's turn to the Taz again, Sifkot and Beis, about the proof. That's brought from the various sources. Take a look. Taz, Kuf Pei Dalat of Cotton Base. He argues with a Shver. That's a very common enterprise. Kotel Mori Chomizal. It's a Mefurash Shigamar, Samachem and Base. 12 hours. Says the Taz a few lines later, says, by me it's a new paragraph. For Ein Dinyan, Samachem and Base. That totally shows. No! That's Rosh Hashanah, Aviyah, etc., etc. That's nothing to do with anything. That's just a medical fact, how many hours the blood from the Dam Bisulim can last. That's all. It's a great kasha. Guess if we can find the Tshuvas of Bach. The Bach is not one to take things standing there. Shuva Sabach, if you can find them. Bach, Chadoshes. Whoa! Tell us what he saw. This. So he has to cash like this. Hikshemaz Kvodo. Okay, who was he talking to? Moshe Shiyichya tells in brackets, Hagoyin Rav Moshe Malchelkos Mechokek, one of the Gedolei Ador Mamash, whatever it is, no, he's the number one man. He wasn't writing to Stam Yid. So he asked the Kasha that his son-in-law, the Taz, asked later against the Bach. Okay, and then I'm not sure if the Taz asked it to the Bach in person, because he writes Mori Chomi Zal by the time he writes the Taz, so maybe he had a chance to ask the Shver in person. But the Chelkos Mechokek, they asked him straight in person, what's going on with you? What kind of comparison? Yeah, herachta. Ooh, look at this. Herachta. Bilshoncha atzach lahalig al masha olam b'machshavti. You're making fun of me. The damas and your preachers own the mashan also chacham the makas pesulim. He named beemes. You know what the Bach answers him? You made fun of me. You're right to make fun of the straw man that you attribute to me. Beemes roar lahalig al shalom b'machshavti kol the damas and yonim. But chashavta b'ksherim shemedamim and yonim keilu zeim zeh. Afilu barbe rav de chadyom alo tobe uboruli shim lohisa misyash. If he gives him back a little patch, lo mehatim pach zuscha kamayim pachas kamayim. You know, lahakshus lohoshev al dvareinu haniimim. Woo, hayisa meivim b'mar hashkofa. You see, no, he gives it a whole sugya. What's he driving at? Here's the vart. It's a question of loshin again. I'm a lishna diyona b'stam b'chol duchta, ain't a layla v'chatzi yom, etc. B'lo v'kan asaf, avi asaf. The lishna diyona stam, by Prishas Nida, is not a Prishas Kach, meridik. It's again like the same as we saw before in the Sidrei Tara. It's the lushan thing. It's exactly the same idea. The same as the Sidrei Tara in the Pshat, to answer the kasher of Kiveg on the Shach. It's a matter of lushan, based on the Mishnah Brachos Avtes. He's saying it's exactly the same issue in Samach Yemid Beis. It's a Lashon thing. Meridik. Meridik. Now, somebody said in Shir, I know you said, that where's the idea of the Rav Yoh? Why isn't it day and night? Because day and night starts as Alos HaShachar. It doesn't start at Netzach HaMaz. So that's a Sidrei Tara also. The same place we just came from. Rabosai, it's in over here in Sidrei Tara and Kuf Pei Dalet Sif Cotton Gimel Kashli to the very next paragraph on his diet. Everyone see it? Back turn back to the Sidrei Tara. I should write down the paragraph numbers, otherwise it's hard to find. Look what he says. Hotzi de demi gemara rucha netzachama v'kasha leaves sixth line tuva. So the Chut Ashani asked his kasha. He gave a terrace with Docha Godel Yun Sham. He has a long parenthesis about this. Omnam, Fidibi Aviyosef Nicha, Tashas Marabi Yomi Nisim Vitishre. It says in Chokianka, Vinuchos Pesach, Yomi Nisim Tishre, Yom Lala Shavim, from Nates Shtrias Hashkia. We all know that to be true scientifically. Shloshim mil b'yud beis shos. Not going to that now. Shemachi kos of Rambam, etc. Yeah. So he says over there, from the fact that Netzach Hama, that's how he knows. That's 12 hours. Otherwise, you'd be for Losa Shachar. But Mamash Yoraya. Mamash Mechamet and Araya. Oh, this is Reitar here, Sivkot and Gimel, and Kuf Pei Tes, that the Rav Yoh is correct. Fine. Now the poskim say the Taz has the kasha. How can you be makel? So the Teferis and the Moshe's quote, no, Rav Yonah said lahachmir, not lahokel. That would answer the kasha of the Taz. Let's open the Gemara though to toast this right over here. Please open the Gemara. Let's go. V'choshesh b'shosh b'shisha shos. Right, there's an expression in the Mishnah, in the Gemara. Right, v'choshesh b'shisha shos. Who are we explaining over here? Rabbi Yossi matim ad shesh shos. V'choshesh b'shesh shos. Sok Tosfos. Haynu kol shoh shishas. Okay, the whole 6 hour. Interesting. What's the lashon of the Gemara over here? Rabbi Yossi, look at the Gemara. Rabbi Yossi says it depends upon hours. According to, what does it say? Liyom esrim, it will be sheshos, lisheshos. The first line after the Mishnah. Turn to the Rashash. In the Kovetz Mefarshim, it's on the bottom. The Rashash was to his own private section within the Yalkut. This edition, anyway. Heinekol Shoshishis. Nearly. Everyone see the last Rashash in Samuel Gilimabes. The Mashma Lahu Mishesh Shos, the Shesh Shos. It's the Lashon of the Gemara. What does that mean? Hoysa Limuda Liros Tamil Bishosh Shishis. Avalo Berega Mechuvenes. Elapam Berega Zu. Pamarakheris. What does that mean? The 6 hours is from 11 to 12 a.m. Some is 11:10, 11:20, 11:40. Aval kulan biosat shah. V'lachein eseres v'chalosat shah. Very good. The kosher of me, mashkos l'kamon, asura ad chatzi shah zayin. Shem l'kim lan shapim b'shos. That's the tosis later on, no? The next tosis. And amin chalamala, pirish rashi sof shesh, shem yod natal tzluli erev. Pirish Rashbam, I am a man mincha l'chol muktav avi b'sheish shos v'machtzav elech, hanim b'shem lo kimlan shap v'shir shos, hayom, avi min adin hu metchil azayim, b'yil gavi v'esis nami asur ad shchasi shos shviyis, tahayinu min amincha l'malo, because we're not such experts, frek the hele gavashash, mitam zet teyos anami, chati shos kodem, tanim chati chamishis, the 12th hour goes from 11 to 12. The 6th hour, 11 to 12. Tois asks from until 12:30, which is already asked from when? From 10:30. Make it be consistent. Be consistent. So ask the Rashash. Wow.
Imagine what this would do to the
writing. All right. What'll happen, according to this Toisvis, is she always sees exactly at a certain time. She sees 11:30 on the dot. On the dot. Perhaps she's only also 11:30 on the dot. The Meiri says no. The Meiri says that if she's 11:30 on the dot every single month, she's still also the entire hour from 11 to 12. That's a chiddush. If that's a chiddush, it tells you a very bigger chiddush in a sense, that Shah, listen carefully to this analogy, Shah to Rabbi Yossi, is like Yom to Rabbi Yehuda. It's like Ona to Rabbi Yehuda. The minimum unit is a 12-hour unit. Again, give or take. According to Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Yossi, the minimum unit is 1 hour. So Tamiri says, 1 hour. As a matter of fact, the Chazanish says, he thinks that this is true. It's true. And he says, Rabosai, that there are 24 hours in the day. Who made that up? The Greenwich timekeeper somewhere in England? Or the Chazal? Or the Halacha, the Torah? So the Chazalish, you see from here, it's a Halacha concept. That's what we call convention. They decide to measure 12 hours, 24 hours in the day. No! It's a Halacha concept that the day is divided into 12 hours from sunrise to sunset and vice versa. It's a Halacha concept. So writes Chazish Simon Pehei Sif Koton Ayin Dalit. It's Eino Heske Medini, such as a convention that the people agree to. Ela Din Torah. The truth is, even the Rashash has to agree to that. Why? Because he says the entire hour is prohibited, even though she sees 11:20, 11:40. Why should the whole hour? What if she'll see, Rabosai? She'll see 11:20 and she'll see 12:40. You don't say all 2 hours are awesome. Just the last hour, from last month. See, even the Rashash agrees that an hour is a halachically recognized unit. According to the Chazon Ish, differing hours according to Rabbi Yossi, it's like differing days according to Rabbi Yehuda, and has halachic status is ein lo vesus. That's it. Only hours. Different hours, nothing. If the Miri says no, Rabbi Yossi agrees there's a vesus liyamim too, but he also narrows it down to shows which Rabbi Yehuda does not do. Fine. Truth is, if you look in the Ravid, you get a different impression. Let's read the Ravid. I've also said the Ravid in Bali HaNefesh. Where are we? Oh no, there are no letters. I have letters here by me. Okay, I'm looking for Simon Aleph, what we'll call Sif, I guess we'll call it. Hey. Okay, let's see what it says. Here we go, this is Sif Hey. He says, look. Oh, I feel the rabios if you almost need to have something in the base. Af yom v'shalos vestos, mode tishas ha-vestos mias asura l'shamesh b'kula. What does that mean? What do the words mean? So Tosfos and Rashi both said, kol shor shishis. Right? It's the hours of the halacha. What does the rabbi seem to be saying? Shas avesis mias asur the shamish bekula. What does that mean? The kitzer, someone has suggested he means, don't look at the clock. The clock ticks in by the hour. 10 o'clock, it's day 66. 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 1, 2. No. Look exactly when she had her period. And 60 minutes before that is also next month. That's what someone said, shot in the rhyme that way. 60 minutes before. Wow. Okay. It's possible. Possible. All right. Let us go a little bit further.
Where did you say 60 minutes before, not just during time?
It's not clear. But the rhyme is not clear. It doesn't talk about shows in the sense of, you know, the way Tos went out of his way in Rashi, that shishis, and that means they're measuring the hours by the clock. The rabbi didn't say that.
Maybe it's only, you're saying it may only be during the actual time of
Bria. Oh, you're saying even bigger cooler than that. But I don't think it's true. If you look at the Lashon, watch this. Came in the Hishata Kula Shas Vesesi. Fili Rabbi Yossi Diyamak Afyam Mishal's Veses. Mode to Shas Veses Mias Asura. What do you mean? Kula. If he means 1 minute, it can't be Kula. It has to be 1 hour.
The entire time of Bria.
Oh, that's what it means. Oh, wow. Okay. That'd be a big Kiddush. Ah. You know what? I think Dinah's trap may even be better. Because the whole context over here is that the first Ikam on the Yama said that if you see for 3 days, all 3 days are awesome. So, too, if you see Kohen Rav Yossi, it starts at 11:22 and it goes as long as it goes. That's what it means. Not interesting.
Yeah, but it's for the next month, so Kula can't be.
Why not? It'll be Aser from 11:22 until whatever 2:30 when she finishes. Yeah, I can't finish Shema for Mincha. So she went from 11:22 until 2:30, and then when she's 2:22, she had to get down to get time to Mincha. So she had a 3 hour period. So the next month, those 3 hours are Aser. So that's what you're suggesting. That's also good pshat. But in any event. But it's nothing to do with 60 minutes. It's nothing to do with, I should say, the clock. Just depends whatever she saw. Right? You know what I'm saying? Not the X hour of the day, as Rashi knows. I think your upshot is better than mine. Your upshot is correct. My upshot is wrong. That upshot is right. But either way, they're both not like Rashi and Tosis.
Why would you mention then Rabbi Yehuda and mention
David? No, because at first, no, it's Gavaldic.
According to him.
No, but this is the first Ikeb on the Yama who holds the Kondab Yehuda. She starts seeing today. What's today? 29th day, correct? Of cheshbon, no tachlin mincha today, right? Correct. So Kwanda Buddha, she sees right now it's 10 to 2. She'll be also the entire 29th day a month from now. Kwanda Rabbi Yossi, what? Okay. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, if she's, let's say she'll see today, starting 10 to 2, and she'll go until tonight, which most women do. Right? Aleph. She'll go into Aleph Kislev. Will it be other Asa Aleph Teves? Most poskim say no. That's the second mandama. He gets the first mandama says yes. That's all that the rabbi is talking about. Same as going to Rabbi Yehuda. He's the Chiddush Nifta, the first Shita. That you're also not only Chav Tes, but Aleph as well. Where do you get it from? Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi is not only also 11:22, straight until 2:22. So the 3 hours of Kwanta Rabbi Yossi, that could be 3 days Kwanta Rabbi Yehuda. Remember, the Gnadish Pshat is correct. Fine. Let's go weiter. Weiter, Rabbosai. We saw Tosfos Mincha Lamala. We saw the Tosfos. You're afraid of a mistake. Oh, not the Gemara. The very important Gemara. Rabbosai, take a look. Retarti Lamali, right before the Mishnah. Sricha. Diash Mina Ha. Hava Mina Hani Mila Litaris. Ava Labalalo. What's this? An Issa Litaris? That a woman who's dealing with Taurus can't touch Taurus when she's expecting a period. That's what it sounds like. Maybe then and only then do we paskin, you have to be porish the entire 12-hour zone for Taurus. But for Bala, not. That's the Havamina. Does Havamina make any sense? The Aruch HaNerses makes no sense. Take a look at Aruch HaNer. Not talking about against the Rambam and the Raven. The Kol Yom Shalom means La Tira, the Materas of Shamesh, he actually the first Kol Yom Taras. The Ma Shalom Shayach was a Kvitzorach Loma. The Ma De Kom Hava Mina Hani Mila the Taras, a Pirish. The Hava Mina Nupshat, a Nupshat. The Rova Posek Aloka Biuda Davkon Yom Taras. After Biuda Ireland and Bailo Vidochak. No, he's stuck with a Dochak Pshat. The alternative is Kwanta the Aruch HaNer. Is absolutely unthinkable. And what's the Kamash Milan Rabosai? Kamash Milan what? No? Toma Bala. Is there an Issa Lataris? Halacha Lamaisa. Is there an Issa Lataris for a woman who is expecting a period to touch Taris? Yes or no, gentlemen? Yes or no? What? They don't have the Mishnah Achrona? Printed in every single Mishnah's, except for Bar Ilan. They're not Goris. The Mishnah Achrona on this Mishnah says, "No, there's Taka no Issa Lataris." The Rambam never mentioned Issa Lataris. Usually, we say we should be more machmir when it comes to. We've had in all those other cases of Chassitas, we're more machmir for Taris. Oh, here's the answer. Normally we're making up a bad, you know why? Pruravu. That's what those cases are for, Hanimil Lataris. But over here, it's only one day a month. Not going to be such a Pruravu, Ishaila. So for Keret, we're more Machmir Labaila, because he's a Kores, than for Taros. Again, much of this is in the Mishnah Achrona. I cannot show the Mishnah Achrona because I don't have it. Not on the Bar Ilan. Yeah, okay. That's a good question.
That would mean that it was
good question.
More of a
yeah. But take a look at Tosfos over here. Samach Daled Amud Aleph, the last Tosfos. Mechash, I don't know if you've gotten this one in my comments. Mechash Chalazin the Chashinan, Pirish Rashi the Chashinan the Tashmish. V'chein Tzor L'Farsh Medlo Poroch Talmuda Bahi Vedja L'Taras. Whoa, what do you see from this Tosfos? The Tosfos holds that there is an Issa L'Taras V'Shas Vesta. Who else says so? The Chavas Das. Take a look at Kuf Pei Dalet Siv Koton Tes and Chavas Das. Give a look, please. Kuf Pei Dalet Tes and Chavas Das. Rabosai, open up. Hoda Masha Venid of Samar Gimlam and Bays. The Filu the Taras Asura Odo Shalifne Vesses. I knew. Then Prisha the Chathila. The Chathila, she may not touch Taras, she's anticipating her period. I will time them a Freya. Oh no. Masha be a Rambam, the Lord Matama. Okay, so he holds like Toysis of that is a Nisra for Taras. Enough in a Chavazas. Now. This is a Chasam Sofer. These are two Chasam Sofers which are quite incredible. But we have to see it. With everything, a little bit. I'm not seeing what I'm looking for. He quotes another Yehuda. What does another Yehuda say? Famous one. He says, "What's Vesas the Rabban?" We saw Pesach Shuvah Gimel quoted. That means if she passed, best passed, she's not tummy. Avol Hashem etira, chashidim edoraisa. So toisu divam asamach beizim edbeiz. Chen kibalti mi adoni moiv rabbi agoyin achosah shebekuna marana nereyor. What's that? Rav Nosson Adler. Lochosh lechumers kamaposkim yishonim. Hold away. And this is Marie. Marie is Rav Yonis and Ebshis. Teferis is what we call the crazy placey. Okay. Nanak l'shach. Herachti in Shavuos. To me, I got another Yehuda. I should bono with Svaros Minamsho. Please, Svaros are all now. But the Nodi Yehuda, they're all not identical. Right? One is saying the entire owner may be a Daraisa, one is saying only Shah's Vesis is a Daraisa. But the same idea. It can be Prisha Daraisa, even though we hold Vesis to Rabbona. That's what all these Gedolim say, although maybe it's somewhat different details. Oh. Hold on. Hold on a second, please. That found what I'm looking for. Let's look at the next chip. Kuf Ayin. Okay, Kibalti Bior of a Rabbi. Now he's Zatzal. First he was Nereyor, now he's Zatzal. It was years later. Ona Smuchavaz Daraisa, Shemiroh Sekvola Chashinan, Shemetira, Shemiyomus, Nod Behuda, Benyabai Sarah, Elo, oh, Shechilek Shemin Ona, Shekodim Rega Vesis, Ona Shacha Rega Vesis. Only Mori. Oh, watch this now. Unbelievable. Watch this. Tafila Sovim Meshach, Simon Kuf Tadi Vov, Sivkotin, Kuf Nan Zayn, Shemi Kishov Yud. The craver, the Givya Rias, Hainu Chibuk Venishuk, Osman Ator Bechol Arias, Mikomago Mutta Livko, the craver, Bialma Beona Samach Levesta, the Tzorach Mitzvah, Beyotza the Derech. There's a whole sugi which we've seen a little bit, whether Chai Livko also means Bia or means what's called Chibuk Venishuk. Okay? He says, Afal Gavda Haprishu Chibuk Atora, Mikomago Mutter a craver. Why? Watch this now. Ein bo isrim in haTorah ele mishum. Catch us now. Shema tira beemtza atashmish. Vi also lifosh beiver chai. Sugin shavuos yudkes. Vi yitztorach lahasho salea. Mishum hochi also dikonais betchila amanas kein. Abo b'sharei krevos. Im yargashi. We would say targashi. Todialo. Vi yifrosh miyad. Eilu divri moriz atzav. Divri pichochem chayin. And he most of a tam and most of al dvarav bishlo chima matashmish yoram lihakdim azola sadam konas mano ikal mechas tvei mashega mishar krevus mehecha tesa lochush meridik. He was meridik. Now watch this. No, what am I looking for? I find what I'm looking for. I don't know. I'm not far. I'm looking for. There is a someone in the Chasam Sofer. He's supposed is quoted as saying something which is quite mechudish. Quite mechudish. What about Taras? Taras is the Yisur by Taras. What's the problem? She's touching a Taras. She'll feel some damage. She'll just pull away. She'll stop touching. Right? What's going on over here? What's going on? See, it's the following kasha. What's the proof in the Mishnah that you only own achriti lebala, which is more chomer? So he suggests that isa chibuk v'nishuk may be a daoraisa, even if you can be porish miyad. That's a comparison to taras. Fascinating. I'm not going to the pratim, but think about it for a minute. Anyway, halacha lemais v'paskin shimon kuf pei dalitz of beis, as you may have seen. That there's no Easter of Shah Kravis. Even though the Chava Pasen is in Kuf Tzadi Zayin, that's, here it is, Kuf Tzadi, wherever it is, Kuf Nun Zayin, he says, Sif Yud, that it's an Easter Deraisa, quoted like the Rambam. So why? Maybe like the Mishnah Achrona, no Gzera by Taras, says no Gzera Chibu Nishik, and he just pull away. Well, maybe we should say no. Chibu v'nishik is mutter for the mitzvah Shabbat. We saw it's a mitzvah l'pokta, but taras no mitzvah. Just stay away. That's a possibility. Fine. Interestingly, the Ra'ah said dam rogelovo behergel tashmish. You saw the Ra'ah a minute ago. Sounds like the Aruch HaNer should not apply to taras. That's what the Rashash we saw. All right, as we saw. Okay, fine. So this is a question which we'll discuss a little bit later when we get to it. I want to just go to the Or Zeru again one more time. The Or Zeru out of Lashon, Regilim Lifrosh Samach Levesta, 24 hours. Because Regila Beyom Porosh Gamalala Shalafanov. So someone has suggested, this is what Rav Vozna has, and Shua Shevin Alevi. He meant it as a Chumrah. The whole world asks against the Or Zeru, it's against the Gemara. You're right, it's against the Gemara. You're right, it's against the Gemara. It's only a chumrah. Of course, that's not like the piskeri that we had seen. Oh, that's just a chumrah. That's all. A chumrah. As a matter of fact, when the Bach discusses this, the Shach quotes that the Bach lacks the Ozer rule. Let's take a look in the Bach. Rebbe said, look in the Bach, please, in Kuf Pei Dalet. Well, he says, he has an unbelievable pshat why we should worry about the Ozer rule. Incredible. Take a look in the Bach. Look what he says. Kuv pei dalet, gentlemen. V'nir lefin is daiti chayror lino kemin chumad ozor zorua. He had a suffix pikabol b'yod pepi azkenim against the Beis Yosef. Okay, Yori Hashem is machmer for it. Why? Why should it be? Why? So if you look carefully, the Bach seems to be saying, you know why? Because of the Havamir of the Gemara. Usvila Zerua. If you have the chain print that I have, it's page test, the last narrow line. The Kaiva, the Pashta, the Lishna, the Rabbi Yirmiyah, the Kama, the Tsarach, Lifosh, Samach, Levestan, Mashma, Onach, Rita, Tainu Yom, Volaila, Shin, Chavtal, Shos, Kach, Roar, the Chalodim, Lifosh, Chavtal, Shos, either we don't pass in that way. You should have the Havamir. What? What if I ever have him in the Gemara the Chumrah? That's strange, but that's exactly what the Bach is saying. Follow the Havamina. Okay, that's what he says. Okay, I don't know. The Shach says we already saw. I'm not going to go over it again. Oh, halacha lemaisa, the mechab is mekel, the taz is mekel, chavas das at the end of the day is mekel. Many are mekel. And I thought we should not be machmir. Halacha lemaisa, we should not be machmir. Even though there are those who are machmir, I thought we should have a right to be mekel. Now, what about a vessel chain of kavua, which is all women? So according to many poskim, that Ozeruah is only machmir by kavua. Regila bayom, it's a kavua. Chasam Sofer says no, that even by any kavua that Arzur was machmer, it's a kind of a svek sveker. So the ma'is halacha le'ma'is, it seems to me, have a right to be mekel, and chibur v'nishik have a right to be mekel as well. That means even those who are machmer b'shas vesta, which some are against the mechaber, but not the Arzurua, came nearly at the end of the day. After long discussions, I think we should be making on the Shalom. Look for Chumash elsewhere. Good. Rabbi said we now got to learn some Gemara proper. Samach Dalet Amar Alf. Let's go to the next sugya. Come on. The Mishnah says on Nav Samach Gilin Beis in the bottom. Hoysa Lemuda Lios Ro Yom Tetzva Vishinsa Lios Ro Yom Chav. Zev is Asurin. That's what we call Vesel Shein Kavua. Shinsa Pamayim Yom Chav. Zev is Asurin. Again, Ene Kavua. Shinsa Gimel Pamayim Yom Chav. Huta tezvav the kavala yom chav neka begimel pamim shenisha kovas leves al tshikivere gimel pamim hinem et haheres bin aves ashet yakov gimel gimel pamim. Everyone with me so far? This is the base of the whole sugya sagaba. Now, let's take a look at the can't read the whole sugya right now. Let's take a look at the second half of Samach Dalet. We'll come to the first half later on. Shenisha kovas lavessel ashtekvet. Amar papa lo amaron ela lemikpa avlemecha shlav bechadas dimna chaisha. This is the famous din of vessel shen kavua. This is the source for it. Rashi lo amaron ena kovas ashtekvet shalosh pama lemikpa the tavi daya shaita v'lo papas megimel. The two rules of Veskavua. One, Dayashayda, is needed at Bezim and Aleph. And one, three times to uproot it, which is the Mishnah and Samach Gimel and Bez. Aval Mechash, Bechad, Zim, the Mechay Shalei, Shim Rosso, Vyom Tezvav, Pam Achas. Chol Shesh, the Tezvav, Abov, Lo Tacham, Lo Tashamish. Fun. That's the famous thing. Fretigma, Maka Mashman, Tanina. It's a Mishnah. Hoysla, the Mudali, Osro, Yom Chabishos, and Vishin, Sol, Yom Eshrim. Zev is Asur. No. Ime Hosn, Havamino. Hani mili hechad the kaima betoch yemeni dosa. Aval hechad lo kaima le betoch yemeni dosa. Emalo kamash vado. Dr. Rashi. Hani mili de hechad the koim ni le oso yom shinsabo. Betoch yom shiruyo lios bem nida. Kimas nisin. Shilimuda lios ro miom tes vav le tvilosa. Shu. The same chat Rashi name shaking tes vav means tes vav le tvilosa. Shuchav beiz a riyasa. Din Mishnah, it's 15 plus 7 is 22. With the kingdom of Benos Kus Neflamites, Veshin Saliom Esrim the Tvila, Shem Esrim Veshevel the Riyasa. She switched now. We say what? It's talking about a Vesa Flaga. You switch from 22 to 27. The Chihadar Mot the Yom Tesvav the Tvilasa, which is 22. Kaima Lo Biyamim Haruyim the Nida. Sherishom Ulacha Tvila Yud Aleph Sheminid Lanida 18. This is 22. For Nicholas Arboyam and Bimam Merim Lanidas. Avalecha Dekoy Betochim Beziva Sakon Shahoysa the Muda Liros Shidom Chamisha Asa the Tvila Asa. Vikdim Avarosa Betochim Azov. Kyonim Asiru the Tvila, which is day 17. Emolote Hushla. The Chimacha Tvila Asa Achriti Betitbo. Viagia Yom and Hitug yourselves. In Rashi. We have Esrim in our text. Look on the side, it says Asiri. Look at Marashah Sheherich. I put the Marashah on the Marah Makom. This is Taka Marich. We'll do a little bit of the Marashah. Can't read every word, but we'll see. Lo teyos al shamesh to kaim lo on the perak at leel da flam etes kol achad osa yo becheskas tahara shenibu gzegas roa hilkoch bishem chodazim lo teichosh lo da kroi bi al mahava kamash malon. All right, gentlemen, Gemara Rashi, right? Gemara Rashi, no, Gemara Rashi, Gemara Rashi. At both sides, I asked on the Maram Makom to see the Maram and the Marsha. Let's take a look in the Maram and the Marsha, just to have to learn Gemara Rashi. We can't just learn fancy poskim. We got to learn with the blot. Posh Pshat over here. Not so posh the Posh Pshat. Take a look at the Maram. Gentlemen, we have the Maram Makomas. No one took any copies here. You see the Maram is here, I'm pretty sure. Maram, Samach Dalad, two Rams, Rashi and Heichi. And then the Marsha, let's take a look. The Maram. Okay, everyone have the Maram? Rashi Kitzer Khan, look inside the Maram, please. If you don't look inside, you can't count what he's saying. Rashi Kitzer Khan, Mamakshar Lola Harach. Everyone has a Ramaram? Everyone has a Gemara? Or a computer or something? Shahikar Shayat Sarok Lefarish, who Haida Hosheshes Kshemagia also Yom. Shashin Salirosbo, the Hainu Yom Chof Litvilosa, Shuchav Zion, Liriosa, 27 days after the, that's a normal, you know, end interval. Shatsarok Loma, the Yom Chof Nami, Korui, Betok Nidosa, Afagab, the Kvar Sholmu, Hayud Aleph Yom Shel Ziva, Fegama Zayin Yomim Shavuah Lios Bem Nida, Nichus Beis Yomim Lachar Zayin, Lo Mikru Olson Yomim Mei Ziva, Ho Will Velo Ross Olson Yomim Shavu Deni Mei Ziva Lachar Mei Nida. Rabbi Olson, the first Shia we had back in whatever it was, day one, like everyone against the Rambam, because Man Shetirah Hakach Tchilas Nida He, Shavu Mitchila Namik Shashin Sev Ross Liam Esrim Mitchilasa, Hoisen Nachshem Es Tchilas Nida, Lekach Asi Shapir. Just as a technical point, the first is talking about the Flogus and against everyone against the Rambam. Fine. Weiter. Emalotechosh v'titbo v'yagia yom asiri. What's our text that we have over here? We have Esrim, but the Ramaram is Magia Asiri. Whoa. Magia? Kenil Lagia. Why is he Magia? What was wrong with the way it was? Gentlemen, what was wrong with Rashi the way it was? Let's keep one hand in the Maram, one hand back in Rashi. No. What did Rashi say? Eima lo teichash lo dechi macho tefila achrita v'titpol v'yagia yom esrim. It's takashver. Yom esrim, gentlemen. 20 days, by definition, is beyond, no, come on, beyond 7 plus 11, which is 18. What's the Habamina? So he changed the Gersa to 10. 10 plus 7 is 17. Chor the Barab is 100% right. Well, how does 20 fit in? 20 is way 27. It's way, even if it's plain 20, it's beyond the 18. Let's use my gear. Let's go on a little further. Come, look inside. Umikom God de Rashi Tzricha Niyun. Dok Shashin Savikdim of Aros of Yom Asiri. Catch this now. Eino Tchilas Nida. Kim Shomeris Yom Kinegan Yom. Okay. Ulrich Lokish. I feel a Shimur Eina Tzricha. Kadisa Beso Perkat Tidogas Lakaman. Told you to look on a fine base and mid base. Im Kane. Kishetit Bol Ata. Yagia Achakach Yom Asiri. Watch this now. 17 plus 10 is what? 27 lo kaima betoch yudal of the ziva to a ein yeme ziva belo tchilas nida rak oster ria yet tchilas nida lo shayak lomar ale tchol yudal of yom yibeches kestahara. What's going on? Betzorach lefarish to batoloma shikdima riyasa basiri. Catch this now. Vishamra yom keneged yom vitavla. She saw Rabosai day 17. And went to the mikvah on day 18. V'chakach kisheshilmu yudalav shemei ziva v'hischila linos shemei nida ro'as abiyom shoysa lemuda liros v'nasis tchilas nida. Fine. V'tovla achar zayin. Also fine. Uchshiagia yom asir l'tfilasa. Catch this now. It's 10 days after the tefillah. Last month, 10 days after the tefillah, she saw blood. Asur l'shamish. Shudachoshesh l'chad zimna shirasa pamachas yom asir from the tefillah. Ulekach choshesh eskamkein ato. Shematav zavetira vetir shemeres yom keneged yom. Come on, parmishan. Yafagav yom asir yutok yirav shemeres iva. Hamilotechesh, kamash malon, our papa, the choshesh. It's perfect. Can't really. Notice over here, it's a funny kind of aflaga. We always kind of aflaga from the time that she sees, the time she sees. He's kind of aflaga from the mikvah. The time the 7 days are up. Out the rabbi has any Lubavitch chassidim here? No. If you did, he changes Hilchos Vestas completely. He counts differently that we have a different new math in Lubavitch. But the new math is based upon this Gemara, quanto we just saw in Rashi. We'll come to the new math as we go. On both sides, what does the Marsha say? What does the Marsha say? Look inside the Marsha. Emma says 20. Kene b'chol nuskos Rashi shalafoneinu. V'she'ena muva l'chol l'fi inyono. Higiu rabim. Who are the rabim? He says in the bottom. Mara. V'yagi yom asiri. Says the Heilige Marsha. V'yev shalom akeh. The Maram's correction is incorrect. Why? The cave and the shinsa mitchila yom the tchila yom asiru the tefillah had a yom yuzayin leviyah rishona have a tefillah achvita yom yudches shereina elosh meres yom v'imtira shuv the yom asiru the tefillah zu from the next two which is 18 lo havim muflig meviyah shalafaneo eliyud beis yom from 17 to 28. V'lo haviv haflogos v'yoseh shavos v'lama tochushlo rebbeinu shel olam. What? Going to the mikveh triggers blood? Going to the mikveh triggers blood. But the Alter Rebbe may say it because the Alter Rebbe is going halacha b'zman hazeh when you always have to have 5 plus 7, etc., etc. But in the old days, we had shemeres yom, pilei ploim. How can you say that? V'im nidchok l'farish is the helik of Marsha. D'chimat yot tefila achrita v'titbo, d'haynu. Shittir achakach b'meini duseo k'yom chav beis shoyis alimud liros v'titbol tes v'titbol eim alo teichel shiyom yuzayin. If that's the pshat ikachosav el ha-sefer, Rashi is missing gam mi yechricho l'kol zed lo hava l'furushi ela d'chi mata shuv yom yuzayin l'riya zu eim alo teyoser, just 17 from the riya, which is within the 18 days. V'yo came in the Ross of Hakak below Aflogos Yizayin Yomim. Hare Nekra Rias Yom Yizayin. The Bechor Zimna Miakra. Vestachena Kavua. V'al Kane. I don't have all the Marshals. Casually, all each one's a bigger bombshell than the other one. Al Kane. Anira Lekayim Kol Sifri Rashi Eshonim. Arash and the Doctor B'Masha Pirish Rashi B'Samach. Tochi May Yom Shiruya V'Chule. The Chihadar Mat the Yom Tesvav the Tfilasa. Kaima B'Yom Haruyim. What? L'chora, ein l'kol zem makom kan. What's he talking about? The tfeav le first b'pshitus, had the shinsel yom chav zayin, the chihadar mata yom chav zayin, have your rule the nida. Why did Rashi say extra words when the 15th day of the tefila? Just say chav zayin. The yod is very critical. Very critical now. The rav papa gufei son of pepek benos kusim. That's the Gemara on the Maram Makomos Lama Testament base. Yom Tesvav Shu Yom Chav Beis V'Yom Chav Beis Manina Le Rabosai Machokos Rab Papa Rab Huna Beri Rab Yeshua Naf Lama Test. Do you count the intervals from the last period, or do you count the intervals from the last Wulvi period? It's called what? Zman Aroy Liros. Rab Papa himself says you count it from the actual period. V'Havale B'Mei Ziva Miyom Chav Zayin. What does that mean? Yom Tetzvav is 22 days from Yom Chav Beis Meninila. Again, Rav Papa holds 15. The Gemara said 15. The Mishnah said 15. When do you count it? From 22, which was last month, because Shinsa, right? So 22 from 22, Havlek bimei ziva miyom chav zayin. Rabosai, 44 minus 27 is only 17. I'm going to do the new math. 22 plus 22 is 44. And he says he saw the 27th day. That's considered to be 44 bimei ziva. Umiyu. Hach the hocha varid lo tifshot mid the hosom. Lo daimyo, the hosom of chigra papa mihach mas nisin. Isha shekvar ros lo gimel pomim. Bimei ziva velo kova vesis le shmul. The lemecha shmias. Boy, the nechash lo. That's her papa back in the flamates. For hocha hosiv her papa le meima. That feel about cholazim no. Ui mei ziva boy the nechash. Whoa! The chiddush over here is even once you were with Meziva. That you didn't have in that flamites. The O, the doctek, Masha Pirish, Rashi. Avol hecha the koi with Meziva, so, contrary to the Buddha, Liras, Vyom Tetzvav, Litvi Lasa, Vihikdimo of a Ross of a Tochi Mezov, Yom Yom Asiri. What gears do we have? We have the gears Esrim. No, the previous Rashi had the word Asiri. Rashi Avol hecha. It's a 10 plus 7 is 17. The lechor ain't sorg with my shapir shas lemuda v'chule. Why did Rashi say lemuda to see 25, which is 50, which is plus 7 is 20? What did he say it for? How fresh of pshitas tvei? Just say al hechad the kabi meizivasa shavrosa b'tchila v'shavrosa b'yamasiru the tefilasa davi kemei b'meizov. What's going on? Here's the punchline, Rabbi. In 2 minutes, we have to stop. We'll just pick it up for tomorrow for a minute. Avol anir b'chozeh pirish Rashi. The Rav Papa. Afal pish is sovereign perich with those kusim. The chof beis mi chof beis manin in law. Locha shlevesis haruya rishon akomar. Normally, in other words, you always count from the actual period, not from the would-be period. Catch this now. Hocho? The nechush nami, the shinu riyosa, shahoysa chod azimna b'chof zayin, uvitarti ashmina. The nechush, the shinu riyosa, choda, Shem etira od b'chav zayin b'chol shesh esi also diluk. Catch this now. V'gam nechosh lo shem etikba vesta harishin shem echav beiz echav beiz niruzu shesu b'chav zayin. Wow! Rav Papa namates that you only count from the actual period, not from the would-be period. Here he makes an exception. You have to count from both. V'hacha shosha shem etikba vesta harishona Shem echav beiz echav beiz miriyazu kama imihasam hava mina bimeini dusa the shini riyasa haya bimeini dusa bechav zayin miriyah rishon vichi hada mati nami hahu next page yom chav beiz miriyas chav zayin hava libi yom miriyah nida shtei riyas harias bein riyas chav zayin shemitchila bein riyah chav beiz shachar riyas chav zayin bimein nida lachi chol shesh eslo shetikva vesel rishon yom riyas hashinun. Fine. Avol ha'isal lemudo liras biyom chav beis v'shin to the yom yudzayin. The havel is shinu riyasa b'mei ziva eba d'chitit bo biyom yudches sheshomer es yom negad yom yudzayin. V'yagiyach ha'kach esrim yom mitfilazu. The havel is chav beis yom miriyas ha'shinui shebiyom yudzayin. The aim of lo teicha shlosha tikva v'menu v'esas v'rishona shem yichav beiz l'chav beiz kamash malon chidush of the flow in the marasho that Rav Papa, who seems to completely deny worrying about the zman haroi, will accept it in a case where it may lead to the establishment of a v'esas. I know this last part of the shikah went over everybody's head because you probably didn't prepare the marav and the marasho. I think I'm right on both scores. Doesn't matter. Doesn't relieve you from the achrayas to teach it. You have to go inside it between today and tomorrow. But tomorrow is what? Thursday. We can talk about the parsha Shavua. Parsha is what? Todos. Is that the vote? Because you have until Sunday to figure out what to do with this marsha and marav, and then we'll go back. Good. Sunday she is at 10 o'clock. I'm speaking at Zika at 11. The age Zika.